right. So lately, there have been a lot of headlines about tech layoffs. And you're probably thinking, what's really going on? We're going to take a deep dive today and try to figure that out. We've got some good sources. We've got layoffs.fi for data. We've got Vineet Nigam's survival guide on Medium and a Fast Company article that goes deep on the October 2024 layoffs.
Yeah, it's not just about the numbers, though, right? We want to really understand, like, why these layoffs are happening and then who they're impacting and what it all means for you. Even if you're not in tech, you should care about this.
Definitely. Okay, so let's kind of set the stage here. Layoffs.fii has been tracking this really closely, and their data shows that over 1,000 tech companies have laid off over 165,000 employees since March 2020.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
It's a huge number.
It is a lot of people. And it's important to just kind of acknowledge that impact that has on individuals and families. Mm. But, you know, the data also reveals an interesting trend. 2024 is actually showing a decrease in layoffs compared to 2023. So it was a peak in 2023.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But even with a decrease, October 2024 still saw some big names making cuts. Fast Company called out Dropbox laying off 20% of its workforce, which is huge. And Tidal actually let go of entire product teams. Even Meta is back at it with more layoffs.
Right. And it's not just the big names. You've also got Coursera, which is a huge online learning platform.
Yeah.
And Kraken, a major player in crypto. They've also had to make cuts.
Yeah. So this is impacting companies of all sizes. But why should you care about this? If you're not in tech, why should you care?
Well, you should think of tech as kind of a leading indicator for the overall economy. So when things start to shift in tech, it often ripples out to other industries.
So what we're seeing in tech now could be a sign of things to come in other sectors. It's like a canary in a coal mine, right?
Exactly. Tech companies are often the first to react
to
changes in the economic climate because they're so focused on growth and profit per employee.
Right. So we know tech layoffs are happening and they might be a sign of bigger economic trends. But why are they happening in the first place? Is there one single cause?
Well, not really. It's kind of a web of factors. Vineet Nigam's Medium Guide provides a really helpful way to think about this. He emphasizes that layoffs often stem from larger economic forces, not just individual performance.
Oh, phew. So it's not because I messed up that presentation last week.
Well, you know, always good to hone your presentation skills. But the point is that there are often bigger things at play. The Forbes article we have dives into some of these factors. They talk about the impact of inflation and rising interest rates. The Federal Reserve's efforts to control inflation have made it really expensive for companies to borrow money, especially those focused on rapid growth.
That makes sense. If it costs more to borrow, they have less money to invest in things like hiring
or
expanding their operations.
Exactly. And then on top of that, you've got the looming threat of a recession, which makes companies even more cautious about spending. So in an uncertain economic environment, tech companies, with their emphasis on profit per employee, become more vulnerable to cost-cutting measures, which unfortunately often means layoffs.
Almost like a chain reaction. Inflation leads to higher interest rates, which leads to economic uncertainty, which leads to companies tightening their belts and ultimately resorting to layoffs.
That's a great way to summarize it. But there's one more piece to add to the puzzle. Artificial intelligence. AI.
Oh, yeah. AI. The robots are coming for our jobs.
Well, it's not quite as dramatic as that, but AI is definitely a factor here. AI isn't just about robots replacing humans. It's also about changing how companies operate and what kind of workforce they need. Take IBM, for example. They've announced a freeze on hiring for roles that they believe can be done by AI in the future.
So companies are starting to think long term about how AI will impact their workforce needs. And sometimes that means letting go of employees whose roles might become automated.
Exactly. And it's important to recognize that this isn't just a replay of the dot-com bubble bursting. This time around, the tech workforce is more experienced. And there's a real skills gap in certain areas.
Like data centers and cybersecurity, right?
Exactly. In those fields, the demand for talent actually outstrips the supply. So even with all these layoffs, there are still pockets of opportunity.
So it's not all doom and gloom. It's easy to get swept up in the negative headlines. But there are some positive signs out there, too.
Absolutely. But we also don't want to lose sight of the human costs of these layoffs.
These aren't just numbers on a spreadsheet. We're talking about people's livelihoods, their careers, their families. The Forbes article really emphasized the impact of these job losses, especially for skilled professionals who may have mortgages and other financial obligations.
Yeah, it's a crucial reminder that behind every layoff statistic, there's a real person whose life is being disrupted.
Definitely. In the midst of all this, though, the Neat Nigam's guide does offer a glimmer of hope. He talks about building resilience, diversifying income, and constantly learning new things.
He advocates for taking control of your own career destiny, focusing on the things you can influence, like your skills, your network, and your finances.
So it's about being proactive and adaptable, rather than feeling helpless in the face of these economic forces.
Exactly. And just to add to that, remember, the pandemic led to a massive hiring surge in tech. And now we're seeing a correction. Some companies are still hiring. And remote work has opened up new possibilities for people to work from anywhere.
So it's not as if the entire tech industry is collapsing. It's more like a reshuffling, a recalibration.
That's a great way to put it. And this recalibration might actually create opportunities for those who are willing to embrace change and learn new skills.
Right. Mm-hmm. Interesting. So we're looking at a tech job market that's like in flux. What are the skills that are actually in demand right now? Like, how can someone invest their time and energy to thrive in this environment?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, right? You don't want to spend months mastering a skill only to find out it's obsolete. That's where this deep dive gets really practical. Remember the Forbes article? That highlighted the skills gap. They specifically mentioned data centers, cybersecurity, customer experience outsourcing, and data science as areas that are like hungry for talent.
Those are some pretty big sectors. What about specific skills within those areas? Like, what are employers really looking for?
Well, let's think about the forces we talked about earlier. Inflation, recession fears, the rise of AI. Companies are feeling the pressure to do more with less, to be more efficient, more secure, and more data-driven.
So the skills that can help companies do that are going to be in high demand.
Exactly. If you're looking to future-proof yourself, think about focusing on a few key areas.
Okay, lay it on me. What should I be learning?
Well, first up is cloud computing. More and more businesses are moving their operations online. And that means the demand for cloud experts is skyrocketing. So think about platforms like AWS, Azure, Google Cloud. Having a solid understanding of these platforms and how to manage data in the cloud is really essential.
So cloud computing is like the digital infrastructure of the modern business world. And knowing how to build and manage that infrastructure is a really valuable skill.
Yeah, you got it. Next up, we have cybersecurity. With data breaches becoming increasingly common and costly, companies are desperate for talent who can protect their systems and their sensitive information.
So if you enjoy puzzles and thinking like the bad guys, cybersecurity could be a good fit.
That's a great way to put it. Ethical hacking, penetration testing, security analysis. These are all in-demand cybersecurity skills. Now let's move on to data science. This is a field that's absolutely exploding right now as businesses try to make sense of all the data they're collecting.
Data is the new gold, writer. And data scientists are the ones who can mine that gold and turn it into valuable insights.
Precisely. Data scientists analyze data, identify trends, and help companies make smarter decisions.
And this ties back to AI, too. Data scientists are the ones building the algorithms. Yeah. And the models that power those AI systems.
Absolutely. Data science and AI go hand in hand. Skills in both of those areas are extremely valuable. Then there's software development, obviously a broad field. But certain areas are particularly hot right now.
Give me the inside scoop. What are those areas?
Think about mobile app development, web development, and the software engineering roles. That focus on building secure and scalable applications. Those are in high demand.
So it's not just about knowing how to code. It's about understanding the entire software development lifecycle and how to build applications that are secure, user-friendly, and able to handle massive amounts of data.
Exactly. And here's a point Vineet makes in his guide. That, I think, is really important. Don't underestimate the power of soft skills.
Right. Technical skills are important, of course.
Okay.
But you also need to be able to communicate your ideas effectively, work well in teams, and think creatively to solve problems.
You're spot on. Employers today are looking for well-rounded individuals who have both the technical expertise and those strong communication, collaboration, and problem-solving skills that are essential in any workplace.
So finding that intersection of technical skills and those essential human skills.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about something that might seem a little counterintuitive at first. Remember the Fast Company article that mentioned Tidal laying off its entire product marketing and product management teams?
Yeah, I thought that was a bit strange. Why lay off people in those areas?
Well, it actually highlights a really interesting shift that's happening in the tech industry. Companies are moving away from those traditional product-focused roles and putting more emphasis on growth.
So just building a great product isn't enough anymore.
It's a good starting point. But it's not the end goal. You also need to know, how to get that product in front of the right audience, how to attract users, and how to keep them engaged.
So skills related to things like growth hacking, digital marketing, user acquisition, even product analytics are becoming super important.
Exactly. These are the skills that help companies scale quickly and achieve sustainable growth, even in a tough economic environment.
So if you're someone who loves data, enjoys experimenting, and is really good at understanding what makes people tick, this could be an exciting area to explore.
It really could, and it speaks to this broader trend of companies looking for people who can wear multiple hats, who are adaptable and can contribute across different areas of the business.
So it's not just about specializing in one narrow field anymore. It's about being what they call a T-shaped individual.
I love that term. The vertical bar of the T represents your deep expertise in a specific area, and the horizontal bar represents your ability to collaborate across different disciplines and apply your knowledge more broadly.
I like that. So we've talked about a lot of really interesting trends shaping the tech landscape. It's not just about the technology itself anymore. It's about how companies operate, how they hire, and what skills they're looking for.
And all of this is creating both challenges and opportunities. The key is to stay informed, be adaptable, and constantly invest in developing those in-demand skills.
Okay, so we've covered the why behind these layoffs.
Yeah.
The human impact. Mm-hmm. And the skills you need to thrive in this new tech landscape.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the practical stuff? What if you're facing a layoff right now? What are some concrete steps you can take?
That's a great question. Vineet's Medium Guide offers some really actionable advice for navigating the layoff process. It's a great place to start.
Okay, give me those practical tips.
First and foremost, he talks about managing your finances.
Yeah, because losing your job is stressful enough.
Mm-hmm.
Without having to worry about paying the bills.
Exactly. He recommends building an emergency fund. If you don't already have one, it's also a good time to reevaluate your budget and make sure you're prioritizing your essential expenses.
Maybe cut back on those daily lattes. Hold off on that vacation for a bit.
Yeah, it's about making smart choices to create a financial cushion while you're looking for your next opportunity.
And speaking of opportunity, what about the actual job search process? Any tips for navigating that?
Vineet really emphasizes the importance of being proactive. Don't wait for the perfect job to magically appear. Start networking. Reach out to recruiters. Apply for positions that align with your skills and interests.
So dust off that resume.
Yeah.
Update your LinkedIn profile. And put yourself out there.
Precisely. And don't be afraid to reach out to your network. Talk to people. Let them know you're looking. See what kind of leads or advice they can offer.
Yeah, you don't have to go through this alone. There are people out there who can help.
Absolutely. And remember, the tech industry is all about innovation and disruption. Even with these layoffs, new opportunities are emerging all the time.
So you have to stay curious, keep an open mind, and be willing to explore new possibilities.
I love that attitude. And that actually brings us to a really crucial point. How can you stay ahead of the curve and position yourself for success in this constantly evolving tech landscape?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Nobody wants to be left behind. Is the industry keeps changing?
Right. And that's where continuous learning comes in. And that's what we'll delve into in our next segment.
So we've talked about skills and being adaptable. But how do you actually stay ahead of the curve when things are changing so fast? It's like you learn one new programming language.
Yeah.
And then three more pop up.
Yeah, it really emphasizes why continuous learning is so crucial. It's not just a nice to have, it's a must have. The tech world rewards people who are curious, who are tinkering and always learning.
So it's about being a lifelong learner. But where do you begin? There's so much information out there.
Well, Vineet has some good advice in his Medium guide. He suggests embracing online learning platforms, Coursera, Udemy Khan Academy, even YouTube. They have tons of resources for learning tech skills.
Yeah, it's amazing how accessible learning has become.
It really is.
You don't need a fancy degree or a boot camp to learn in-demand skills anymore.
The internet has democratized learning.
I like that.
Vineet also recommends actively participating in tech communities, whether that's through meetups, hackathons, or online forums like Stack Overflow.
Like the old saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. Mm-hmm. If you want to go far, go together.
Exactly. When you surround yourself with people who are passionate about tech, you can exchange ideas.
Yeah.
And learn from each other's experiences, it accelerates your learning.
Our Fast Company article, the one about titles shifting away from product roles, highlights another important point. It's not just about technical skills. You need a broader understanding of business.
Yeah, for sure.
Like how companies grow, how to market products, how to analyze data.
Those are essential skills for anyone in tech today.
So you can't just be a brilliant coder or a data whiz.
Right.
You need to understand how your work fits into the bigger picture.
And we're seeing this blurring of the lines between traditional tech roles and business functions. The most successful people in tech are the ones who can bridge that gap.
Like a developer who understands marketing.
Yeah.
Or a data analyst who can talk to non-technical people.
Exactly. Those are the hybrid talents companies are looking for. People who can wear multiple hats.
Yeah.
Contribute across different areas.
So the takeaway is to be a sponge. Soak up knowledge from wherever you can.
Bruh.
And don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone.
Absolutely. Let's bring this back to the bigger picture. Remember how we talked about tech layoffs being a canary in the coal mine for the wider economy?
Yeah. A lot of people are worried about that.
Yeah.
Wondering if their industry is next.
Right. And it's important to remember, while tech is often the first to react, the underlying forces at play, like inflation, automation, then the need for efficiency, these things are impacting almost every industry.
So these skills we've been talking about, adaptability, continuous learning, wearing multiple hats, these aren't just for tech workers anymore.
You got it.
It's like we're all becoming tech workers, even if we're not coding all day.
That's a really good point. The lessons we're learning from these tech layoffs, the insights from these sources, they apply way beyond Silicon Valley.
So what's the big takeaway for our listeners?
Even though the news is full of stories about layoffs and economic uncertainty, there's no need to despair. Armed with the right knowledge, the right mindset, and a commitment to continuous learning, you can not only weather this storm, but emerge stronger and more resilient.
It's about embracing the change, seeing the opportunity, and taking control of your career journey.
Couldn't have said it better myself. One final thought. The companies and the individuals who thrive in the future won't be the ones clinging to the status quo. They'll be the ones embracing experimentation, who are comfortable with uncertainty, and always looking for new ways to learn and grow. This deep dive has given you a great foundation. Now it's up to you to build on it.
So take what you've learned today, explore the source material, and most importantly, think about your own personal takeaways. What skills do you want to focus on? What steps can you take to future-proof your career? The answers are out there. The journey is yours to create a Gary Lott.